Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Max Pack.
That's right, baby. Max Pack. He's got a six pack if he'll ever show it on camera. Real quick, wouldn't be doing my job, fellas, if I didn't bring it up once a week. National Day, real quick. Today is National Tavern Style Pizza Day.
Nice.
Today is National Make a Dog's Day. National Nut Day. So you could have a Tuesday on a Wednesday.
I just want to win, Jim.
Medical Assistance Recognition Day.
Hey, Vip. Shout out Hannah. Let's go.
There you go, baby.
Anybody else in the medical industry you guys want to shout out?
You could knock them all out, Mac. You get a pizza tonight.
That's true.
You get a treat for your two dogs.
Red dogs.
I don't know what you're going to do for National Nut Day. Whatever. And then you could praise your fiance for being a...
Those last two go together. Yeah.
Okay.
What was the first one you said?
National Tavern Style Pizza Day.
Yeah, that's the real Chicago style pizza.
That thin, crispy.
That's right.
I really like Tavern.
Hell yeah,
it's up there on the tops for me.
It's good.
Costco has a double pack Tavern Style Pizza.
Ooh, okay.
Between that and Motor City, you're set for the week.
Yeah, the Motor City one is really good.
Ooh, so good.
I'll tell you, the Motor City frozen one is much better than some of these other places that are trying to put out a Detroit-style pizza.
True.
I had one a couple of weeks ago. My wife and I are like, this is not good.
Go to Providence. That's where you'll really feel the Detroit-style pizza.
Yeah, they got good pizza.
I mean, it's nuts, dude.
Yeah. Smash.
What's also nuts is not Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders, so let's rock and roll.
Let's do it. Let's start at number five, because I think we all know who's going to be number one.
That's right.
That's exactly right. The Detroit Lions, number five. I know the Chiefs kicked their ass last week. Still a really good football team. They came back next week, beat the Bucks, did what they needed to do. Another really good football team, both dealing with some injuries. But listen, you've got to fight through the adversities, right? You're going to be injured. You're going to have guys out. The Chiefs were able to tread water and stay alive, right?
Yep.
The Lions showing that they are able to do the same.
That's the mark of a really good football team when you can do that. I heard Dan Campbell yesterday goes, we only gave up 9 points. I don't see anybody else in the league giving up, you know, fewer points than that. I'm like,
you haven't checked the scoreboard. That's okay, Dan
Campbell. They looked really good against the Bucs, too, on Monday night.
And that's important because they did it against a good team.
And I know that Tampa Bay team was injured, but it doesn't matter. Like, they were able to take care of business, and they did it dominantly.
What, for the first... Basically, the first half, they had Abuka and they had Evans.
Yes, they had those two guys. Yes, that's fair.
And they'll get Bucky back, and Kate Otten will keep being the number one target for Baker for the next couple of weeks.
Rashad White's still a beast, and they were able to shut him down.
Also, Detroit got embarrassed. They came back, and they won.
Exactly.
Tampa Bay just got embarrassed. They play the Saints this weekend.
Hammer the Bucks.
Yeah, look at that. They should, should kick some ass
hammer
for
the Bucks.
No, and so I like that. Able to come back from adversity. I like Detroit. They're a well-rounded football team.
And those uniforms.
Number four. And those uniforms.
Oh, those uniforms. Ooh, oh, God.
Buddy.
I just want to win, Jim.
That wasn't the one I wanted.
I know that I'm hard. Exactly.
The Buffalo Bills, not as well-rounded maybe as the Detroit Lions from a roster perspective. I actually think they probably have the worst roster from the top five teams as far as talent is concerned. But they have an elite offensive line, and they have an elite quarterback, and they have a really good head coach. They have a really good running back. They know who they are. They know where their bread's buttered. That defense can be had, to Bob's point. But these last 6 weeks, it's been better. They haven't faced an offense maybe like the full-health Ravens. But we'll see how they do against the Chiefs. I think they play the Colts. They play a couple different teams there.
They also need to get better on offense, Mac. I mean, they've beaten the Jets, they've beaten the Dolphins, they've beaten the Saints. Then they've lost to the Bills, right? And they lost to the
they beat themselves.
They lost to the Patriots, and then they lost to the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
And they only put up 14 against the Falcons. They only put up 20 against the New England Patriots. So their wins are against the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Saints, three of the worst teams in the NFL.
100%. There's still question marks there. You play who you play, right?
Yep.
The Colts are, they're the sixth team on this list. You know, spoiler alert, similar reasons that they haven't played anyone either, but I'm going to put the Bills because of that past precedent. You talk about past precedents, you got to put the champs up there after a big win. The Eagles, man, they can run the ball. They can win a 10-7 game, and Jalen Hurts throws for over 300 yards, three touchdowns, zero picks.
And A.J. Brown's still pissed.
And A.J. Brown's still upset. Devontae Smith over 100 yards, two touchdowns. They're able to pass the ball when they want to. Saquon Barkley, a little interesting. That offensive line is not the same as it was last season.
No, it wasn't going to be.
I guess we knew that, right? Obviously, you set records. You do all these amazing things. It's going to come down a little bit, but I mean, it's a lot. I don't even know if Saquon Barkley's been a top five running back this year from a statistical standpoint.
What he does. Good year, irrelevant year.
That's exactly
good
right.
year, irrelevant year. He's coming off an unbelievable year. He's going to have, like, I've not seen much about Saquon Barkley, and we're through 7 weeks of this NFL season.
Yes.
Because the life of a running back and the life of that particular running back.
They will need that to change if they want to be here in February. The Los Angeles Rams, talk about well-rounded. That defense is flying around. It's young. They're great. As long as Stafford stays healthy, Puka can get back. Even without Puka, though, Devontae Adams is still a number one wide receiver. And Sean McVay, similar to Kyle Shanahan, it doesn't really matter who's in there. He's going to plug and play and score points. And then the Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in football. And again, it's not particularly close.
No, it really isn't. You know, we need to get some of that separation, you know, stack another win, get to that 5-3, get the two games over 500, get into that seven-man playoff field so people can start feeling, okay, we're officially back. But we are. I like your top five. It's hard to argue with that. My bottom feeders this week, coming in at number whatever 32 minus 5 is, the Giants get the spot this week. I mean, you gave up 33 points in the fourth quarter. That's almost impossible to do. Impossible to give up 33 points in the last 15 minutes of the game. It wasn't even really the last 15. It was like the last 10 minutes
of the
game. Like, if they had any balls, they would have fired their defensive coordinator right there and moved on from that guy. That's what you should have done. Coming in at number four, the Las Vegas Raiders. They didn't score a point this past week. And I don't know if you guys saw that. They were shut out 31-0 by the Chiefs. Could have been a lot worse as well. The Raiders come in at number four on that list. Number three, the Cleveland Browns are the third worst team in the NFL right about now. They did get a win. Congratulations to them. You beat the Dolphins. Counts as half a win. Number two are those Miami Dolphins. They don't have a quarterback. They got a head coach that looks like the Unabomber. And did you see him with the hoodie and the sunglasses?
Yeah.
Who didn't think he looks like the Unabomber out there, right? So it's a lost cause there. And then, of course, the Jets still haven't won. They're the worst team in the NFL, and it's particularly not even close. I'm interested to see what they're going to do with the trade deadline and how many guys they're going to move.
Yeah.
Because apparently their whole roster is open. Just make a call.
So you said the Colts are just outside the top five.
I put them at
six. They've got one loss. It's against the Rams.
I know.
Yeah, I understand that. But also I would say that what's number seven? Seattle? Don't trust them because they tried to give Houston the game. Mm-hmm. Played sloppy but still won.
Yeah, probably them.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Dallas in your top ten?
Dallas would be my top
Where's
10.
Green Bay?
Green Bay would be probably 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, maybe at the bottom, maybe, but they're just not winning a Super Bowl to me.
Yeah.
Personally. No, there's only about three or four teams that really have a chance to win this thing. It's the Rams, it's the Chiefs, it's the Lions.
It's almost like it's the same as last year.
Exactly right.
I mean, people think the NFL has parity, and then you get it doesn't. But what it does, it sells hope better than anybody else, and they do a great job with that. I mean, there's people in Carolina, their team's 4-3. They're getting ready to play Buffalo, and people in Carolina, I guarantee you're going, oh, there's a way we can win this game. That's what the NFL does. It sells hope for every team, except the Jets. They sell hope better than anybody. Did you guys see that kid walking out of the Jet game you were telling me about?
Yeah.
I watched that video I don't know how many times. Mm. That kid's going to be a CEO of a company someday, and that video is going to surface and go, look at this poor kid. And now look at him now. He's the CEO of Johnson & Johnson. Woody hired him.
They actually said it's Woody Johnson's grandson. going back to the poll question, the biggest competitor for the Chiefs, Bills, Colts, Chargers, Broncos, one of those teams in Mac's top five, and it is the team that leads the way, the Bills, 50% on the voting. 178 votes are in. We'll do it throughout the show on the Fan 965's X page. Who's the biggest competitor to the Chiefs in the AFC? Bills, Colts, Chargers, Broncos. Bills, 50%. Colts, 32.6%. Chargers, 1.1%. Broncos, 16.3%. Carrington has voted, it looks like.
Chargers got a vote?
Yeah.
That seems like a decent percentage.
Interesting stat that there's only one team that Mahomes hasn't beaten in the regular season.
The Chiefs.
The Colts. Can't beat yourself, you play for yourself.
I know,
right?
But yeah. I thought that's what you were going to say. He's beaten everybody already.
Never beaten the Colts in the regular season.
Let's do it. Let's change that.
Yeah, we'll change that. See. How many times have they played in the regular season? Once?
With Mahomes? He was on the team when Chris Jones got the penalty against Matt Ryan.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Still
what
crazy.
Did he say? Whatever he said, man.
Maybe we'll find out eventually.
The Colts play the Titans this week. Their next three games after that, Steelers, Falcons, then, of course, the Chiefs.
Yep. Are they playing the Falcons? Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Both games would be in a dome anyway. Or either game would be.
Yeah, either game's a dome. But yes, it is at Indianapolis, at Pittsburgh, and then at Kansas City. Win two of those three and look good against the Chiefs. Might get in this top five. Yep.
Right. Yeah.
What if they get blown out by the Chiefs?
Depends on context, but yeah, that would probably not get you in the top five. Past precedent, like you said, Bob, does count for this list.
Sure it does, yeah.
It's like, have you been there? Have you done that? What have you experienced?
Do you know how to win, too?
Yes.
And I think having that ability to know how to win, that's why with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, everybody's freaking out. Fine, they know how to win games.
Exactly.
They're going to get this thing done. Does Indianapolis know how to win games yet? I don't know. Their coach has never done it, and quarterback has never done
it. And football is just weird, too, because you look at the Bills and what they don't do well, and that's stop the run. What do the Chiefs do? They don't run. What do the Bills do well? They stop the pass. What do the Chiefs do? They pass. What do the Colts do? They run. What do the Chiefs do? Take out every single running back that's ever had a big name.
Mm-hmm.
What do the Colts not do? They're not going to maybe pass as well against you. They're going to try to run the ball and do that. So it's so matchup based when you look at this season. But I'm here, man. I'm on the edge of my seat for the rest of the season.
I am too. Are you to that point now, though, and Mac and text line as well? Are you to that point now where you said the Bills, what did you say they were? Good against the run or whatever.
Terrible against the run, great against the pass.
So are you in that mindset now where you're like, I don't care about that anymore based on the last 4 or 5 weeks of this offense? Like, I'm going aerial attack on Buffalo. I don't care. We're better than you, and I'm going to assert
100%
my strength on you.
I think the Buffalo-Kansas City matchup is always one of those ones where you could sit there and look at the numbers and say, okay, Buffalo's really good against the pass. They're really bad against the run. The Chiefs are good against the run. They'll give up passing yards. And then that game will be 38-35, and you're like, nothing mattered except whoever had the ball.
Who has the ball last.
It's just one of those anomaly of a matchups. But something that's not anomaly, we do it every day at 7:30. That's one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
What a day in sports. What a week in sports, really, it has been. But a good day yesterday, too. Lots of entertaining fodder, including our guy Mike Tomlin. He never ceases to just find a good quote, find a good audio bite. He was asked about the playing surfaces, playing on grass versus playing on turf. This is what our guy Mike Tomlin had to say about that.
Concerns about the playing surface that this year, you guys not concerned? That's something you're paying attention to going into this.
Not from my perspective, man. I am not a grass expert. I haven't cut my grass in a long, long time. I coach football. I'm gonna stay in my lane.
Mike,
I don't even know who cuts my grass.
Love is the word that I have there. I love that man. I love him so much. They're also wearing terrible retro jerseys this week. Did you see his comment on that? I'll take the same thing I said about the grass. That's not.
Oh, yes. I couldn't find that clip. Same thing I said about the grass.
They're wearing caution tape.
Yeah, that's what your tweet was. They look like caution tape out there. I just love that man so much. He's just a treasure.
He is.
He's a great football coach.
Uh-huh.
He wins every year. I know he doesn't get the Super Bowls and all that. And somebody said he's the James Franklin of the NFL, which I thought was really funny because Tomlin needs to win some of these big games now. He does. It's Andy Reid, right? Like, you got to win some of those big games. And maybe a change of scenery is best for him. I don't think Pittsburgh wants a change of scenery in their, from their viewpoint. I'm talking ownership because Tomlin is an unbelievable coach. That stuff yesterday, I was like, this is the best, man. I don't know who cuts my grass. Call Aspen.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
Comical, classic, perfect response. I mean, a little red ass-ish, but also a little funny and, you know, got to know that going forward when you ask Tomlin a question about that. So, yeah.
The fact that we're discussing the grass, though, in the NFL is still in 2025. I mean, with all the money that this league has, and you're telling me you care about player safety and every field is different.
Yep.
It would have been funny if there was a follow-up question like, is there any grass that you are an expert on? Hell yeah, no further questions. Tired of y'all.
Yeah. Tired of y'all.
About these uniforms.
Anyways. Sean Payton, Russell Wilson, they're beefing again. They just can't stay out of each other's hair. Sean Payton, this is him discussing Jackson Dart, the Giants, their switch at quarterback.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent four of my early years there coordinating Super Bowl, first game in this stadium before 9/11. Close with the Mayor Tisch family. And, you know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
Russell Wilson responds on Twitter, classless but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media. Hashtag let's ride.
More is the one word that I'm going to use for this. We need more of this in the NFL. This is great.
Yes.
You got a former coach basically destroying his former quarterback. And then you got that guy responding, which is really, really awesome to me. But what was wrong with what Sean Payton had to say? There's nothing wrong with that. And it's also a good, you know, kind of feather in the cap for Jackson Dart that Sean Payton, an offensive guy, is like, we really like this guy, right? Like he liked Mahomes coming out. We really like this guy, right? We didn't want to see him. We know he's better than what Russell. There's nothing wrong with saying that. And Russell corrupted that organization, guys. So I don't blame him. There's probably a lot of damage control that Sean Payton had to do because of Russell Wilson.
My one word is fake, because that just gives you more indication that whatever Russell Wilson is spewing is all fake. I don't let anything bother me. I do this and this. You're clearly hunting Twitter and finding comments and letting people text you and show it to you, and then you're going and pressing send. Like, you're letting us know that whatever you say, you know, that you are, you're not. So get over it. You're a loser.
Did you see the jersey that a Giants fan has that they were wearing at the game? Russell Wilson, number 3, and the nameplate was Mr. Limited.
Ooh, yes.
I re-X'd that if you want to look at it. It's outstanding.
Mr. Limited.
Would you rather go on a dinner date with Diego Pavia's mom or Jackson Dart's mom?
Dart. It's a good twosome there. Broncos, though, they're giving out compliments to Jackson Dart. This is one of the best defensive ends, one of the best defensive linemen in the National Football League. Nick Benito talking to Kay Adams saying, hey, I may have been wrong about this guy.
Yeah, you know, I have to give him credit. He's a lot better than, you know, we all thought that, you know, he was when we played against him. He was obviously a really good player, you know, coming into the game, but just I feel like his feel for the game and his, you know, ability to be able to maneuver the pocket and make plays on the run. And you know, we even had a plan for it all week to be able to, you know, have eyes on him and rush him the right way. And he was still able to go around and make plays. So, you know, I was really impressed with him. And, you know, I know, you know, as years goes on, he's going to be a really good player, man. He's definitely going to be something, you know, going to have to watch out for in the league.
Truth. Mm-hmm. You get a veteran like that buying into your game already. That was a long soundbite, too. That was a 34-second soundbite where that guy talked about Jackson Dart. He obviously likes him. So that's the truth right there.
Yeah, my one word would be judgment. The NFL, the quarterback needs to be a little flashy, needs to have a little pizzazz to him. Mahomes has this new haircut, and I've noticed there's these two stripes in the back. I don't know if that's purposely done by the barber, or maybe that's a birthmark. Either way, never seen him before. New haircut, new stripes. Jackson Dart comes in, Anakin Skywalker look, chain around the neck, kind of got the good smile, pretty boy white guy, a quarterback in New York, living up to the hype, got a new vibe around the team. That guy's not as good as they think he is. Why? Because maybe he's a little arrogant. Shouldn't you want a little arrogance from your quarterback?
You got to have it.
You got to have something like that. And then he goes out there and he walks the walk, talks the talks, looks the look.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, like, Jackson Dart, rookie of the year favorites, obviously quarterback position, going to be that type of guy. But again, that's what you have to do if you are an up-and-coming quarterback in this league. Rodgers did it. Mahomes did it. Manning had to do it. Brady had to do it. All these guys have to lead with the heavy sword because you've got guys like Benito,
yeah,
like the Bruce Smiths of the world, like the Von Millers of the world, coming to rip your head off.
Pronounced Von Marr.
Yeah. Love that place. And the best way to do that is to give it right back. And Jackson Dart had that opportunity. Obviously, his defense folded in that game. But you love to see the respect being built because, yeah, Mahomes was really hot his first three games. And a lot of people were like, yeah, well, we'll see if it lasts. He's having fun. He's a little cocky. Boom.
It lasted here we are.
7 years, eight
still
years.
Still going.
So I love it.
I do too. Your quarterback, as the kids are saying, you got to have that drip, man. You really have to have that Riz 6'7 to go out there and play that position. I saw an article about 6'7 yesterday, by the way, and the ending of it was adults are now onto it, so it's officially over.
Yeah, it's cooked. It's cooked probably for sure.
But that's what you want out of your quarterback. You want that guy being that alpha male, that number one dog that everybody's going to follow.
Somebody from the 816 says the nickname they're having, Dart and Scataboo in New York, is called Arm and Hammer.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Cool. Yeah, that's real. Somebody was telling me that the other day.
And they
got
Mr. Clean as their head coach.
For now.
Mr. Clean. Yeah, I've been 100% wrong about Dart so far. He's been awesome.
He's been great. He's just embodied everything. He's embraced it, too. Like, he's like, all right, fine, I'm going to go out here. I'm just going to be a red ass, and I'm going to embrace this thing, and I'm going to lead my team. And guys have responded. The defense has even responded to that, except their coordinator.
Let me ask you something, Bobby Betts.
Yeah.
This just hit me, and we can react to it if we want later on in the show. Let's say they do fire Daboll.
Yeah.
You calling Lane Kiffin?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't mind that call at all, because I would be a hypocrite if I said no. Because
when the offensive guy around Dart,
right? Because when Andy Reid drafted Patrick Mahomes, he called Cliff Kingsbury that day and said, "What does this guy do well?" And that was a brilliant move by Andy Reid. And so I would be a hypocrite if I didn't say. I mean, Lane would be on his second tour in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He's redeemed himself in college.
This would be an S show. This would be a bad idea, I mean, Bob. Don't do this, Bob.
Why do you hate that, though?
He's not going to work in the NFL.
Hold on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.